So an avid pet collector walks into a pet store. He's looking for something very special to add to his collection. And the pet store owner is standing there, and they start talking. He's like, well, I'm looking for something new, something no one else has. And the guy says, well, you know, I think I might have something for you. I have a centipede in the back. It talks. It's actually quite intelligent. You know, he reads the newspaper. He knows what's going on in the world. And so thinks, well, gosh, that sounds great. That sounds perfect. Just what I'm looking for. So they both go into the back room, and they take a look at the centipede. And he's in his house. He comes out and says hello. And the guy, the avid pet collector, and the centipede start talking. Have a great conversation. So when they're done, the pet collector says, this is perfect. I'm going to take him. I'll buy him. And so he takes him home, centipede in his little house. And there's a big party that night. And he thinks, gosh, it would be great to bring Mr. Centipede to the party. He'll just be the talk of the party. It'll be great. And so he goes and he knocks on Mr. Centipede's house. And he says, Mr. Centipede, we're going to be leaving in 5 minutes. So he comes back 5 minutes later. There's nothing. He knocks again on the house. And no response. He thinks, gosh, I wonder what's going on. So he comes back 10 minutes later, and still no answer. Knocking and knocking, no answer. He thinks, I'll give him 5 more minutes and then we'll leave. Comes back 5 minutes later, knocks on the house, and Mr. Centipede says, hey, I heard you the first time. I'm just putting on my shoes.